The aperitif bittersweet, no pleasure. My heart pump ketamine. My heart pump ketamine. I write when my baby's asleep. I sit in the room in the dark, I listen to him breathe. I walk him to school, then the park. Hold they little hands when we cross the street. I think about my brothers as long.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, happy dudes, angsty tunes, enjoyers. I think my laptop overheated. Or maybe not. Okay, no, it's turning on. Okay, we're good. Hello, all happy dudes, angsty dudes fans. The song that they chose to play on there is hilarious. It's like a super dark, weird rap song by Billy Woods. But very, very different than the weather that we're experiencing today. For sure. I am enjoying the weather today a lot. It's gotten much hotter outside than was expected. But I'm okay with that. It's been so cold and gloomy for a very, very, very long time, and so I feel like if anything, we're owed this. We're owed this. Yeah, I think we're owed this. You're listening to WMEC Digital College Park, where college radio is radio. You're listening to Happy Dudes, Angsty Tunes. The peak of the week, where we take a peek into the peak of the week. And without further ado, I'm going to play the PSA that I play every single day, all the time, every day.
No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most, FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA at UMD.com.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, so it's sunny out, it's nice out today. It's not quite like summertime weather, it's, you know, it's the start of spring, although today was kind of like getting up in like the 80s a little bit, and it feels like I think was even hotter since it was so, so sunny. And so I figured the playlist for today will be some sunny, enjoyable, nice little tunes. The first track that I'm going to start us off here with is Flash Delirium by MGMT, which is one of MGMT's best songs off of what I think is handedly their best album, Congratulations. So here goes, Flash Delirium.
Mild apprehension, blank dreams of the coming fun. Of a turnaround, gut screams out next to none. Right, but can't rely on will to live.
Okay, and we are back. I would say that song is, I mean, the album cover is just like a big like fox looking thing with a little cat dude on a surfboard. I feel like it doesn't get much more sunny than that song. But you know, it still might a little bit. We'll see further into the episode. So I, like everyone else, have been getting a lot of reels and whatnot about them geese fellas these past couple days. And while they're definitely some of the best people to be doing sort of that like revivalism, modern sounding indie rock, I think it's more arguable. Well, they might be the best, but they're most definitely not the first people to be stepping into doing this sort of sound, this sort of thing. And I've been listening to some other bands that do a relatively similar thing, and sometimes I think on the same level of quality. And I'm talking about Black Lips as well as the band Foxygen. First up, I'm going to play Veni Vidi Vici by Black Lips, and follow that up with Make It Known by Foxygen. Back to it with Make It Known by Foxygen.
Smack me.
somebody out there screams, "He's just a retard." Some whisper, they didn't even know a car.
Okay, and we are back with another, I don't know, kind of summery sounding song. I do think all the songs have hit the bar so far, but I think at the same time, there's not, I mean, the show is called Happy Dudes Angsty Tunes. I don't think there's enough angst yet, and so, you know, I'm going to turn up the angst a little bit with this next song here, Flea by St. Vincent.
I'm just like a hungry little flea, jumping on somebody's warm body. When you start to itch and scratch and scream, once I'm in, you can't get rid of me. Once I'm in, you can't.
can't get rid of me.
That song is, if anything, it's, you know, it's so sunny that it's like a little bit too, it's a little bit too hot. Like, I want, like, fire is even happening a little bit. Also, shout out to people who think that St. Vincent wants to be what PJ Harvey is, because I don't think that's true. I think they're both great, and I think just this album is a little PJ Harvey-esque. Which I think is a cool influence, but she still does her own thing. That's what I have to say. Yeah, okay. Let's keep this going. It's still sunny out. I can still see the sun. It was actually up until like 7 after, you know, for a while. Whenever me and Ari would get out of our show, it would be dark outside, and that is not the case now. So that is wonderful. I think this warrants a celebration, or this is just like a weak transition, but as Ween would say, this warrants a transdermal celebration.
Transdermal celebration, cross-amputation in the wrist.
I think the sunny day theme, vibe, whatever you want to call it, is continuing. However, I think it is worth bringing attention to maybe two of the most, honestly, I'll say offensive comments I have ever heard leveled about songs that I've played on this show have come during this episode already. The first of which was from yours truly, Cecia Marquez, who said that St. Vincent wishes that she sounded like PJ Harvey, because not true, jerk. And then yours truly, Dale Hevesy, who said that last song, that Ween song, sounded like Nickelback. I think those are two statements that, I can't lie, make me disappointed. They make me disappointed. I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed. And what better way to cheer ourselves up with Only Love Can Break Your Heart by St. Etienne.
Thank you.
I love that song. It's a good song. Yum 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 yum. Here we're going to continue with the 90s throwbacks. With Wrens or the Wrens. I've heard both used, so I'm not entirely sure if they have if the is included or not. I'm not entirely sure. It is possible. It's possible either way. Here at Happy Tunes Sexy Tunes, we have a office hour study session right after the show that we're a little bit stressed about, but you know, I think it'll be okay. I think it'll be just okay. Here is Surprise Honeycombs by the Wrens, aka maybe just Wrens. As in, you know, their name is just the word Wrens. Not their name is Wren. Whatever. You get it. back to it. I've gotten some people my mom and dad said that the thing's cutting out a little bit. If other listeners that have my phone number also are cutting out, shoot me a text and I will look into it. But as of now, I think it might just be a service issue, not on this area's end. But you know, I don't know for sure. But what I do know for sure is that we have not been very British so far this episode. In fact, we haven't played one song by British people at all. And you know, the rule, the Happy Dudes Next to Tunes rule, is at least one British person per show. That is that's what the rule is. And so what better way to become British than to listen to Spiritualized? And this song is called Electricity.
Yeah.
I feel pumped up. I feel pumped up, and not only do I feel more pumped up, I feel a lot more British. And you know, for all our audio listeners, I'm sorry, but we're keeping it British for a little bit. I'm gonna apologize. There's a little bit more British music that needs to be played before we can get out of the land. Luckily, you know, we're gonna travel a little bit more. We're gonna go to Argentina, and then we're gonna finish off back in the red, white, and blue states. But here is "Play It Cool" by Super Furry Animals. Back to the drawing board. And unfortunately, again, we have one more Brit. This time it's I'd say these are some generally liked fellas. This is a band called Pulp. They had some pretty big hits back in the 90s. Common People in Underwear and all those tunes. And this is a recent song called Begging for Change that was put on the Help 2 compilation that also features like Cameron Winter and Olivia Rodrigo and Fontaines D.C. and Damon Albarn and bunch of fellas all over that album. And this is one of the best songs from the album, in my opinion. Here goes.
We are being stripped mined by the powers that be. We are being stripped mined by the new bourgeoisie. Now we're begging.
Back into it yet again. I'm gonna try to race through these last two songs since I have like 10 minutes worth of songs to play and 9 minutes worth of time. So this next track, we're luckily out of the UK, and we are in Argentina, much sunnier. Like the music that we are playing. This song is called Rio Babel, by Gustavo Cerati. Off of his, I want to say, 1999 album, Bocanada. Here goes. What a jam. That song feels very summery and sunny and all that. I'm looking at the water and all that. I'm going to have to leave after this song. I'm going to have to head back to my apartment, but I will leave you with one more track here, which unfortunately may be interrupted by the next people who come in after me, if there is a show. So if that there is, your homework is to listen to the rest of this song. But I leave you with On Blue Mountain by Foxygen.
See you.
I was looking through the Bible. I was looking at it cold. If you try, you can't remember that what you see is just what you know.